Okay, Paul Ori, Jean Van de Velde. Paul, well done. A crushing victory for you. You look very much at home with the trophy there.
I like your words, Dave. I like that. Yeah, it was great fun, obviously. Jean and I have known each other a long time. And I made a few birdies out there, which was very nice. Thanks to the putting tip that he gave me early on, which was very good of him to pass that on. But it was great fun.
It was very entertaining. The banter was great and a great crowd as well.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, every year is about the same sort of number. Obviously, it was great for Jean to agree to come along. He's got a big week this week at the Senior Open at Kynasty, which we wish him all the best. He's going to start playing a little bit of golf. Still swings it very, very nice. So looking forward to kick on and show us a few what he can do.
This is all about getting people into golf, isn't it? That's what the Paul Laurie Foundation's all about. Events like this are so important.
Yeah, the foundation, the golf centre, everything we do is family orientated. You know, we want children to play golf. We want children to come along and enjoy it. We know how expensive a sport it can be, and the foundation is all about taking away the cost from the parent. And very nice of Farm Foods again to sponsor today, which helps the foundation greatly.
And John, this is great to see, isn't it? So many people turning out to see a golfing exhibition.
Yeah, and you know, as Paul said, that's what it's about. It's about bringing people to the game. You know, even if we are, you know, sportsmen and compete week in, week out, we still entertain people. That's, we never have to lose sight of that. You know, we play it on the weekend because people come and watch us. So at the end of the day, if you can inspire a few by coming and playing, this is a perfect facility to do so. You know, the Paul Laurie Golf Center is actually ideal because it's close to the city. You can hit some balls, you can play 9 holes, you can play 18. Within an hour and a half, you're done, you're finished, dusted, and you can go back and even go back to work. So that is a perfect setup.
And you've got the Senior Open, as Paul touched on there. I mean, how much are you looking forward to that at Kynasty?
I'm actually looking very much forward to go and play there. You know, it's been, I was telling Paul, I haven't played for basically 6 years. I don't think I've played on the links course for 6 years. So I miss playing those kind of courses, those kind of conditions. You know, you don't have to fly the ball a zillion yard up in the air. You have to find your way around. You have to shape a few shots and pretty much, you know, go on the first tee with your toolbox open and find out what you're gonna try to manufacture and do, and that I kind of like and fighting against the element and yourself. So yeah, going back to Carnoustie has got a, you know, it's a special place in my heart, and just like Paul, and it's something that will always remain. So I'm looking forward to it.
Obviously, it'll bring back memories of 1999 when this young man beat you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the difference between Paul and I think he has his name and the trophy back at home, and I have my name engraved on the wall on the 18th hole, on the burn. So you know, at least I can read my name every time I walk by the golf course, which is fantastic.
And you've just got to love the way that he sees it. You know what I mean? It's when it happened and when it kind of went down the way it went down, a lesser man would have struggled to kind of cope with what happened. And it just shows you, you know, what the spirit he's got and the way he sees the game. And he came out of it very, very well. And he's very important to the game, and that's why he is who he is.
And just looking around the course here, Paul, it looks in fantastic nick. Not so long ago, it was under something like 15 feet of water. It's amazing. The hard work that's been put into getting it into this shape.
Yeah, John Merchant and the greenkeeping staff and all the staff have done a wonderful job getting it back. We were over 20 feet deep in water middle of January, so we were shut for about 4 months. And to see it come back the way it has, almost kind of better than it was before, to be fair. The greens are rolling pure, as you can see today. I managed to hole a few putts, which is always nice. And everyone's done a great job.
And John, finally, you're going to have to buy Paul dinner tonight. Is that the forfeit for getting beaten?
Well, the good thing is it's not going to be tonight because I will be, unless he comes with me to Carnoustie, but I doubt because he's going somewhere else. And, you know, age is progressing as well, so I kind of hope that he's going to forget that I owe him dinner as well.
That's not going to happen.
No, really.
We know that's not going to happen.
You don't forget things like that, Paul.
For a few reasons. So I'm looking forward, actually, to host Paul wherever he wants, and especially in Paris. You know, he's well overdue in Paris at the French Open. So maybe one day he'll come back and try to muscle out with that golf course, and for sure I'll take him out. And I can tell you at the table, I'll probably bury him.
Great stuff. Thanks a lot, guys.